Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's kick some ass.
Let's do it. Now, you know I'm coming at you, Rob.
You can come at me all you want.
I'm going to let you know. I got one thing to say to you. Pride goeth before the fall. Hit it, Rob G. DJ Tyshirt.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
It's hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
It ain't going to happen.
Now, Anthony Davis is going to happen. You still don't believe
nope,
that?
Nope. I'll believe it when it happens.
Where's he going?
Boston.
Boston?
But what did I say?
No, let me finish.
I just said I'll believe it when I see it. That's what I said.
You said he's going to Boston.
No, I did not say that.
You were last Friday.
Don't misrepresent the clip. Go ahead.
We just heard the clip.
Play it again.
Let me finish.
Okay, and then play it again.
Let me finish. Last Friday. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
That's not what I said.
No,
you're misrepresenting the clip.
You were the mighty. You were brown. Oh, I've been covering the league since 1987. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, you were Mr. O-Canada.
You were Mr.
I won 20 wing bets. You were Mr. All that. Oh, I mean, you were just, you couldn't get you in the room because your head was so big. Now look at you. I told you. Pride goeth before the fall. How was I in defeat? Very humble. Congratulations, Rob Parker.
Well, you had no choice.
I'm happy for you. You did a great job. But you just ate it up. You start off the show saying how you were going to kick my tookus. Well, whose tookus is getting kicked now? Because I told you Anthony Davis was going to be a Laker, and you said no.
No,
look
I did
Greg
not.
Popovich. Popovich sent Kawhi to Toronto.
I said we played
There's
a clip.
There's no way they're sending him to the Lakers.
Play the clip. I said, I'll believe it when I see it. That's what
you
I said.
You believe it now.
Didn't I say that? Yes or no?
And you also said
Did
he's
I
going
say
to
that?
Boston.
Did I say that?
Did you
listen
play,
to the clip.
Play the clip?
I said, I'll believe it when I see it.
That didn't, you
That's
didn't stop
totally
there,
different.
Though. You didn't stop
and
there.
And then you said,
play
well, where
clip.
Is he going? I said, I think Boston.
No, you didn't say I think.
But that
play
was my
clip.
Point. You asked me.
Can we hear the clip?
It ain't going to happen.
Now, Anthony Davis is going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
You still don't believe
nope.
that.
Nope. I'll believe it when it happens.
Where is he going?
I'll believe
Boston.
It when it happens.
No, no, no.
I didn't say
you
no way, no how.
Things.
If I would have said no way, no how, you would have every right.
Oh, stop it.
You'd have every right because there's no wiggle room. Do I have wiggle room?
Is there wiggle room in it ain't
yes.
going to happen?
Is there wiggle
it
room
It ain't going to happen. I heard
I'll believe
you say
it
that.
When I see it. I didn't say it wasn't going to happen.
That was one of four things you said.
No, but
you
I didn't say
it
that.
You said it ain't going to happen. You said nope. And you said Boston.
Did
you
I
didn't
say
I think Boston. You said Boston.
You asked me where do I think. You said, well, where do you think he's going?
I said, where is he going?
And I said Boston.
Did I say where do I think he's
yes,
going?
Yes, that's what you said. You don't have to play it. I just
think.
Said it.
Yeah.
Rob G, you heard it. You heard it.
Just eat your humble pie.
I don't eat pie.
Can you be humble?
I'm always humble. I'm the
admit
most humble guy
wrong.
In this building.
Can you admit you were wrong?
Alex, am I not?
Mr.
Humble,
I've been covering,
am I
I've
not
been
humble?
Covering the league since 1987.
I'm the most humble guy in the building.
You also walk up and down singing "Oh Canada," so
that's all right. It's okay.
Oh Canada, let
you
me
know
see
what?
That.
I'm a,
let
I,
me see you pound the desk no, today.
And
let
you
me
know
see
what?
You stand up and salute.
I'll
today.
Say this. I'll
salute
say this.
The Lakers.
I'm wrong because I didn't realize what collusion was involved here, and that shame on me. I didn't realize. That Rich Paul and Griffin, the former
David Griffin,
the former GM in Cleveland or whatever, they were all in cahoots
oh,
to
it.
Do what's right for LeBron to help him out. I didn't.
How are they in cahoots?
They're in cahoots. That's what they're. It reminds me, and I know Jerry West wasn't there. He had just left Memphis when they got Pau Gasol for Kobe. It reminds me of that. And it's fine.
Well,
and that's
this
what
happens in the league. Who,
no,
who
I'm
traded
just,
Danny Kevin Garnett to Danny
I'm
Ainge?
I'm just
wasn't that McHale?
Yeah. I'm just
Kevin
saying.
McHale?
Yeah, there's a little cahoots, and I didn't understand. I shouldn't say. I really didn't think about that part of it. Okay, and so you know what? Shame on me for not looking at that all the way.
So let's get to the meat of the matter. The Los Angeles Lakers are the favorites to win the championship right now.
Do you know what that means in Vegas, though, when they put those odds out?
That they're the favorites.
No, not that they're the favorite to win. That's not what the odds are. It's the odds are that what they want to do is they want to curtail you piling up money. The same way, don't you remember 2 weeks ago the Knicks were 12-1?
Yeah.
Because they were afraid if they make the Knicks 80-1 or 100-1 where they should be, and then they would have gotten Zion in the draft, and then the rumors were about KD in them. So the Knicks really weren't 12-1, right?
Yeah, but the Lakers already have Anthony Davis.
No, but I'm talking about this is how you play
so
Vegas.
So you're saying they're really not the favorites?
No, they're not the favorites.
Well, Vegas made them the favorites.
Vegas,
right?
Just doesn't want people to pile up money.
So who else makes favorites?
No, but
is
that's
there anybody
that's,
else that makes
but it's,
favorites?
That's not. I'm trying to tell you. That's
I'm
not
asking because I'm not a better.
No, it's Vegas. But that's
okay. So,
but that's what
no
it's based
way.
On. They just got.
So technically, they're the favorites.
They just got their butts kicked because they made the St. Louis Blues 250-1, and a guy put $400 down. And you know what? Now it went from 250-1. Thinking that they weren't going to win, down to like 16-1 as the season went on.
But technically, the Lakers are the favorites.
No, not Vegas. I mean, they're trying to get you the bet money.
Is there somebody else that makes favorites? Like, is there somebody out there that
no,
I don't
but
know about
that doesn't mean that they're going to win a championship.
Favorites?
That doesn't mean that
they're... I mean, there's a favorite.
No, it's for
and
money.
And it's like, I'm just asking.
No,
like,
I'm trying to tell you. They're trying to...
So then we should never use the term favorites? Is that what we should do?
Just like they had what's his name, the coach, who's the favorite to get the Laker job from Cleveland. Do you remember that?
I'm just saying, should we stop using the term favorite?
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did Ty Lue get the job?
He was
doesn't
the favorite.
Doesn't mean that he's going to get the job.
Yeah, but everybody thought he was the favorite.
No, but I'm just trying to tell you, doesn't mean that that's what that means. That they're trying to hedge their bet.
No, stop.
That's
it.
What Vegas
then
is
let's
doing.
Let's never use the term favorites
okay.
anymore.
Because
that
do
it. What you're saying.
I'll get
it.
You could get a guy from
they
Vegas. You get a guy from Vegas, Rob G, and he'll explain why they do what they do. It doesn't mean that they're going to win.
So what are they going? So what do you look?
I don't know yet.
They should be the favorites right now, to use a Rob Parker term. I'm going to give you credit for this. Right now. Because we don't know who else. We don't know where Kawhi Leonard is going. We don't know if he's staying in Toronto, if he's going to the Clippers or somewhere else. Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson are out next season. Klay Thompson should be back for the final couple months of the season. So maybe he'll get, you know, back to himself by playoff time, but you can't really pick the Warriors right now. Houston stars, and we're going to get to this, James Harden, Chris Paul are bickering. Milwaukee's got several key free agents, Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon, Brooke Lopez, Nikola Mirotic. Some of them will be back, but, you know, they're an unknown. I think they still may need to take one more season of lumps before they're ready to win the championship because Giannis still won't be a great shooter. So I'm just saying who?
Like, I would take
at this point, we know the Lakers have two of the top, what, five, six, seven players in the league. So right now, I'm fine with them being the favorites.
I don't believe they're the favorites. I would take Kawhi and the Clippers over them tomorrow.
If Kawhi came
to the Clippers, I would take them right now to be the favorites.
Okay.
That's all. I would look at them, and then you look at some of the other teams out west. The younger guys and what they were able to do, I don't know. Is Denver going to be better because they had a nice run with those young guys? Could they be better built off of that?
Not better than the Lakers.
Maybe. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not ready to just. You got two things working against you with your Lakers. LeBron James is an aging star, doesn't have the same impact that he's had in the past, and Anthony Davis has a history of being hurt. So I don't. So if
no more history than Kawhi Leonard,
I'm just saying that's
I'm
a
just
fact.
Like,
is that not a fact?
No, but why don't you hold that against Kawhi? Because
Kawhi
about next year,
because Kawhi missed 25 games and they won a championship.
Okay,
but I don't know if
history is actually worse.
But I don't
than
know
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but we saw LeBron. I don't know how good LeBron is if Anthony Davis misses 25 games. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's
well.
Good enough.
LeBron was good enough to lead them to the fourth seed before he got hurt.
No, they didn't make the playoffs. Is what he led them to.
Well, Well, he was hurt. That's why he didn't make the playoffs.
No, that's not
true.
That's
the only reason he didn't make the playoffs. That's the only reason you don't have Jordans on your feet.
No, it's because you welched on the bench. It's because you welched.
I follow
everybody etiquette. Everybody in this room.
I don't come with different rules.
Everybody in this room. If we had everybody raise their hand.
You redefine favorite. You just redefine favorite.
If we ask everybody
in
these rooms to put their hand up whether or not I won that bet, everybody would say yes. You're the only one. Put your hand up.
Hold on. I'm down with FanDuel.
One,
it doesn't matter.
Four. Somebody walking on the street. Five.
It doesn't matter because FanDuel has spoken. FanDuel rolls with me. FanDuel rolls with Chris Broussard. They're the professionals.
No,
I'm not a professional.
FanDuel was.
I'm playing by the rules. FanDuel said, hey,
Chris,
Kevin Durant's out. And we're not holding you to these bets.
You're going
to
misrepresent FanDuel. They did prop bets that included him.
Is a prop bet a bet?
No, a prop bet has to do with something that has to deal with a certain particular situation or person. So that's why they gave people money back. That wasn't Vegas didn't
the
give
playoffs,
a dime back.
The Lakers
Vegas
making
didn't give
the
a
playoffs
dime back.
Had everything Stop to do it. With a certain person named LeBron James. Take him out of the equation, and you know I'm not betting
when
that they're gonna make the playoffs.
I want I want you to go look at that clip. You and Ketino Mobley, and who else was that? Greg Jennings. That clip is embarrassing when you go back and look at it.
I don't even know what clip you're talking
about. Yeah, when we filled in for Skip and Shannon, and you guys shouted me down that how dare I think that the Lakers wouldn't make the playoffs. I mean, look at that clip.
Of course.
And let's get
LeBron,
that as a cold
they
take.
They didn't make the playoffs.
No, LeBron played when they didn't make the playoffs. There were two games out. LeBron said,
did you
I'm in playoff mode. Do you remember that?
Did you hear the therapist?
Rob G.
She said he should have been out 6 months.
Yeah.
Pain. That's not Chris Broussard. That's not Greg Jennings. That's not Ketino
Mobley. Can't count
that's
her.
That's his physical therapist, a professional.
You can't count on her. She gets paid by LeBron.
She's a professional.
She gets paid by LeBron.
Pain.
You need to stop. You know what?
Let me get up and start saluting.
That's all right.
Oh, Canada.
Hey.
And once you admit you did admit you wrong, and I'll give you that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And let's stay with the NBA. But move to a team that a good number of people thought would win the championship this year. And it wasn't the Golden State Warriors.
Well, people thought after last year, remember, they lost in seven. So they figured they'd come back this year. Chris Paul was hurt for that game
seven.
Houston
Rockets.
Yeah, with Houston, right? And I think people did think that maybe, okay, this will be the next, they'll take that next step. It didn't happen. I thought they got worse, especially losing to Golden State once KD got hurt. That was a shot. And you know what? Okay, they lost that game in Golden State, but then they went home, right, for game six to force a game seven, and they just couldn't win.
Yeah, and now there's a story today. Look, let's just backtrack a bit. Everything looked great for the Rockets. As you said, they took the Golden State Warriors with a healthy Kevin Durant to seven games. Had them down 3-2. Chris Paul gets hurt. They can't close the deal. So this year, with Chris Paul healthy, the thinking was that the Rockets really have a great shot at beating Golden State. So they're playing Golden State in the second round.
Right.
We thought this was – most people thought this was the finals.
Yep.
Okay? And Kevin Durant goes down – in game five, series is tied 2-2. And the Golden State Warriors go on without Kevin Durant to not only win game five, but also obviously win game six.
And don't forget this. Charles Barkley after that, right? Didn't he go and say that Golden State can't win without Kevin Durant?
Right.
You remember that? And then
right.
They went to Houston and won game six pretty easily. They won that pretty easily.
Steph Curry just put on a show, 33 points in the second half, and the rest is history. So now after that, Chris Paul and James Harden, their two superstars, were seen exchanging harsh words as they walked off the court. Now, in fairness, that's not a big deal. you know, we've exchanged harsh words, you and I. You know, it doesn't mean you don't like each other.
Or that you can't work with each other.
It's the heat of the moment.
Right. You got to be
careful. Especially in a sport.
You can't buy into all of that. Some of the greatest teams that have ever been around.
You don't think Wade and LeBron ever went at it? You know, of course.
We saw the Reggie Jackson Yankees have fights in the dugout during the game, and they won championship.
Player manager.
Right.
So you can't always assume that that means guys don't get along and so on and so forth. However, there's a story today on ESPN.com by Tim McMahon. Great story, very in-depth. Here's one quote by a high-ranking Rockets source. Says, there's too much damn turmoil. There's some hard feelings right now everywhere, speaking of the organization. And the bulk of the issue seems to be between James Harden, according to this story, and Chris Paul. And they are Chris Paul, apparently, again, according to this story, is upset because there's not enough ball movement and player movement. James Harden apparently is like, whatever, dude. You're not as good as me. Just chill. Let me do my thing. Rob, do you have the quotes? Rob G?
I got a couple of – well, one that stood out to me was a source told Tim McMahon of ESPN in the article, Chris – wants to coach James. I mean, Chris Paul wants to coach James Harden.
That's one of the knocks on him, is that he thinks he's the coach and general manager.
The quote continues, but James looks at him like, you can't even beat your man, just shut up and watch me, end quote.
Yeah, and that sums it up. Now,
I like James Harden even more.
If we want to ask whose side are you on, not that you have to pick a side, but I do have a side. And look, James Harden is phenomenal. James Harden is one of the best players ever, okay? He is a tremendous player, and he's better than Chris Paul at this point.
Right now.
No question. Right now. All right. However, I am with Chris Paul in this regard, in this situation. When I watched the Houston Rockets the last 2 years, particularly this past season, I sat there and I said to myself, Chris Paul has willingly made himself a role player for the sake of trying to win a championship. Because Chris Paul isn't being utilized to his best abilities. He's a role player. Everybody is, and it's James Harden's show. And Chris Paul seemed to be going along with that. I gave him props for that. However, if you don't win, I understand why a guy who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best point guards ever to play, says, okay, we tried it this way. I tried it this way. It doesn't work. It's not going to get us the ring. So now why don't we incorporate more ball and player movement and not just be the James Harden show? Of course, James is still going to be the star, going to be the leading scorer. But we've got to get more guys involved if we hope to win a championship. So I am fully behind Chris Paul in that regard, Rob.
I totally disagree with Chris Paul from this standpoint. You're not going to teach an old dog new tricks. This is James Harden. This is who he is. Then you might as well say, trade James Harden and do something different. Because it ain't going to happen, Chris. You can see it in all that ball movement and whatnot. Let's not rewrite history from this standpoint. 2 years ago, they were game 7 with a chance to get there.
It doesn't matter.
Well, but you could say it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I'm not going to go there and Chris
Paul. A lot of teams have taken
Chris
great
Paul's
teams seven
lead,
games.
Chris Paul's going to lead the way, and they want a third guy to get more touches, and James Harden should score 18 points a night and pass the ball.
You're exaggerating.
That's not what's going to do. And it's not going to happen. Mike D'Antoni's not going to all of a sudden also instill a defensive scheme because he's never done it. So that's not going to happen.
They actually played pretty decent defense.
But it still ain't good enough. And all I'm saying is he's never done it, and I don't expect it to change. So that sounds good. I get it. You went out earlier than you did or expected because it was wound up being you played in the second round instead of the Western Conference Finals. So everybody goes, oh, this thing is broken. They're going to get those players back and add maybe another player or so. they'll be right back in the mix if those guys play up their potential. They're not done.
No,
but they got to. They're not done.
But here's the thing, Rob. I disagree with you on this point. Number one, this is not just James Harden. James Harden has not played this way for the bulk of his career. James Harden is a very skilled, smart, versatile basketball player. When he was in Oklahoma City, he came off the bench. Now, obviously, he's not going to do that now.
He's a young player then.
Yeah, but still, so was Westbrook and Durant. And he accepted his role. He was more of a playmaker, only averaged less than 17 points a game. And then when he went to Houston, he had Dwight Howard, and he shared the basketball. He averaged like 26 points a game. And he got, you know.
And where'd they go? Did they go to the Western Conference Finals?
They went as far as they're going now.
No,
yeah, they did get to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, okay.
They got beat down by Golden State, but they did get to the Western Conference Final. So my point is, he doesn't have to play to this extreme. That's all Paul's saying. Nobody expects him to average 18 points a game. You want Harden to do his thing because he's one of the best ever to do it. But his usage rate has skyrocketed, particularly the last two seasons. He led the league in usage rate the last two seasons. This year, it was an astronomical 40.5% usage rate. What happens in the playoffs, you're too predictable. Everybody knows what you're going to do. And a one-man show, this is my main contention. A one-man show, no matter how great that one man is not going to win consistent championships.
Well, how about if
Will
Chris Paul plays better?
Two.
How about if Chris Paul plays better? He's been disappointing, if
Will,
you want to be honest.
Will Chamberlain was the best one-man show ever.
Can you
he
give me-
won two championships. LeBron James, one of the best one-man shows ever. I think that's why LeBron hasn't won more. Because he's the system. We talk about it all the time. He's the system. I think you're better off fitting in. Kawhi Leonard fit into the Raptors system. So there were moments where Siakam took over. Van Fleet took over. Well, you know, Serge Ibaka took over.
Well, let me say this.
It seemed
about,
at times you didn't even know Kawhi was out there.
Let me say this about Chris Paul, though. Last year he shot 41% from the field. Not good. And he had the second most turnovers in his career. So he didn't play up to par. So a lot of it.
I'll give you that.
So which is fine. I understand what you're saying.
The main thing
but
is.
But I mean, if I'm Chris Paul, I have to play better. I have to play better, whatever that means.
But he thinks he can, and I think he's right. You're not allowing him to do what Chris Paul does.
Yeah,
best.
But turning
they
the ball over.
They got him playing two guard.
Turning the ball over had nothing to do with James Harden shooting too much.
Role is different. Chris is playing like a. They got him as a two guard.
All right, but he's still turning the ball over too much.
But not a ton. Not nearly as much
as. The second most in his
career.
Yeah,
but that's because he's never turned the ball over a lot. That's one of his claims to fame.
Also.
Is that he's very much careful with the basketball.
Second worst scoring average.
How many turnovers did he average this year?
I don't know what the number is.
It wasn't a lot because he never turns it over a lot.
2.6.
Oh.
No, but
it's not a lot of turnovers.
But he doesn't turn. But he had. But that's the second most
he's ever done.
Yeah,
because he's in a different role. Now, I'm not choosing Chris Paul over James Harden.
I know you're
not. If it comes down to one or the other, I'm riding with Harden. But I think they should tweak the offense and get more movement among the players and the ball. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's going to be, to a large degree, James Harden based, but you're not going to win it if it's all on his shoulders. You're just not.
Yeah, I hear you, but I just think that Houston needs to just basically they have to play better. It's more about playing better. I do believe they were close, Chris. I got it. They did this year. They went on the second round because they met. Golden State in the second round. But I'm not here to say, oh, it doesn't work. How many games did they win this year? Was it 60 or 55? They had a
regular season games.
No, I'm just saying, but it wasn't
doesn't matter.
They washed out. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't like they totally washed out.
You are always Mr. Championship. You are
I am,
Mr.
But
Bottom.
I'm not.
They won 53 games,
okay.
Finished fourth in the West.
I was close. I said between.
But you're always bottom line. You're always. There is a short menu in sports. Okay. What's their menu say? L!
No, but I'm not buying into that you're going to do this overhaul. with Kevin Durant.
But
I just don't, I'm not buying it.
Shouldn't they tweak the style of play?
No, I think
they need them anywhere.
I think they need to get better. They need to do some more stuff. They lost some really good defensive players. Who'd they lose last year?
Well, you know what? The Golden State Warriors lost Kevin Durant.
Ariza.
How about that?
And
did they lose
to
Kevin
Durant? No, but Ariza was
I'm bringing up Kevin Durant. You bringing up Trevor Ariza.
But he was a good defensive player for that team. Would you disagree?
Is he as good as Kevin
Durant? No, I'm just saying.
They replaced it with PJ Tucker.
No, they should have beaten. You know they should have beaten Golden State. They let Steph do his thing. Yes, they should have.
No, he did his thing.
No, they let
Steph
do his thing.
They didn't let him do anything.
Yeah,
he rolled in, chest out.
Because it was funny because all of a sudden—
I'm taking over.
All of a sudden, Toronto played a little defense on him, and he couldn't make a big shot.
They played a lot of defense on him.
It's funny.
They're a great defensive
team. It's easy to make shots when nobody's on you, and you're getting guarded by the Washington Generals.
So now the Rockets, who don't need to change a thing, are the Washington Generals.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
You just called them the Washington Generals.
Well, they played like the Washington Generals in that series.
But they don't need to change anything?
Yeah, what I'm saying is this drastic, like they need to reinvent the wheel.
No, I'm not
saying
that.
And ask James Harden to be somebody else. I'm not buying into that.
Rob, when is this style ever won?
I don't know, but that's the only way that they're going to be able to win.
They're not going
to
win.
All right, then you need to get rid of, if you say that, then get rid of Harden.
No.
Make a trade. Get rid of Harden.
He's a good enough basketball player.
He's not.
Really?
Not at this point. Not the way he's had success.
So where else is he going to go and somebody going to let him have a 40% usage
rate? Somebody else might let him do it. I'm just telling you, he's not going to change what he's been doing. He had the highest scoring average.
He used to play differently.
He had the highest scoring average since Michael Jordan this past year. All of a sudden, you're going to say, you know what, 36 is too much. Get 26, and we'll play it like that.
That's what Phil Jackson said to Michael Jordan.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And it worked. Because when Michael Jordan averaged 37 points, they didn't win nothing.
And then he went down to what? He went down to 26?
32.
Oh, okay, he really took a bite.
He's Michael Jordan. But that is a difference.
Different.
He did share the basketball. Phil Jackson showed him how if we keep being Michael Jordan left, Michael Jordan right, Michael Jordan all the time, we're not going to win championships.
But in this
Michael started sharing the ball, playing within the system, and they won six.
But in this whole five-year
run, Harden can do that.
By the Warriors, the only team that that really had a chance to beat them was Houston.
It doesn't matter. Chance.
I'm just saying.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
We want to focus on, in this segment, Rob, Anthony Davis. Is he built for the pressure? And Andre Iguodala spoke recently during the NBA Finals about playing constantly, which very few NBA players experience this, but constantly playing with the pressure and the expectation to win an NBA title. Rob G, take us there.
That's right. He spoke to our friend Rick Bucher, who's going to be co-hosting the NBA Draft Show this week with you, Chris, on Thursday.
Yes.
Said, quote, playing for the Warriors is just like playing for Team USA. When you play in the Olympics, you don't even enjoy it. There's an anxiety of, we have to win. We can't lose. We can't go back home. So we talk about in the Olympic team, we said, we can't go back home without the gold medal, fellas. Got to lock in. Let's lock in. And then when you win, it's more like, yeah, we got it. We can go back home. We won, but we were supposed to win.
Yeah, and you could also put that on to being a teammate of LeBron James. And I'll say this, as you were reading that, Rob, this thought came to my mind. LeBron probably since, what, year four? That's when they got to the finals in 2007.
Seven, okay.
Since then, every single year for him has been the expectation that you have to win a championship. He looks like he's been able to enjoy it nonetheless. But think about that. This year, Rob, and I know, obviously, you might disagree. And obviously, LeBron wanted to win, make the playoffs and go as far as they could. But this year very well may have been a nice little reprieve for him. Of, you know, he went there. Most people didn't put any pressure on him to win, didn't expect them. You said yourself, you didn't expect much from them.
No, but I expect them to make the playoffs.
But even that, LeBron, if he didn't get to the conference finals or the finals, it wasn't going to be the end of the world.
No, I agree with that.
For the first time for him in 12 years or something. So, yeah, but do you think Anthony Davis is built for the pressure cooker that he just stepped into?
That's a good question, because he has had no pressure, played in New Orleans, you know what I mean? One newspaper town, nobody's hounding on, you know that.
Right.
What New Orleans is, they don't have anybody biting on you if you're not doing well.
They don't have any Rob Parker.
You know that.
If I'm writing, I'm ripping.
Exactly.
Rob Parker.
Nobody locally doing that. But anyway, so yeah, this will be interesting. And this has been always the thing with LeBron. And we know KD had said, you know, the atmosphere around him can be toxic. And it doesn't mean that LeBron himself is toxic, but what goes on when you have those kind of expectations. And Anthony Davis, who knows?
He's never dealt with this.
There's right. And here's the other part. I've said it before. Some people think LeBron's the GOAT. And if LeBron, if they do pull it off and win a championship, it'll be about LeBron. And if they don't, they'll be looking at Anthony Davis saying he's, because we saw Dwight Howard come here with Kobe. Yeah. He's soft. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I mean, Dwight Howard hated it so bad with Kobe, he left $30 million on the table to leave L.A. He was the classic, big, chiseled, good-looking guy, could do commercials in Hollywood.
When he came
Am I
here,
right?
He was at the he was a super-duper star.
Yes!
I mean, he had the dunk contest, great performances in
Am
the
I
dunk
right?
contest.
And he was supposed
McDonald's
to be
commercials with
the
LeBron.
History of great yep. centers who played in Los Angeles. He was supposed to fit in. It didn't work out. He hated it. He couldn't wait to get out of here.
Here's where I'll disagree with you. I don't think that, like, I think of this is the best time to join LeBron because, as you've pointed out time and time again, he didn't make the playoffs last year. Now, whether we want to blame the injury, whether we want to blame his age, he just doesn't have any, whatever the case, it's you can't say that without Anthony Davis or whoever they were to get or may get going forward, LeBron could do it by himself. And
no,
so
but
now,
but
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
now you're
I,
coming in there like, you need me. Yeah, I haven't won anything myself. It's your team, LeBron. You're the best player. But you need me too.
Right, I get that. But I'm just saying, let's just play it out. They play, they make the playoffs, and they get knocked out in the first round. There's no way Anthony Davis is going to be unscathed.
Well, it depends on how he plays. Now, where I would disagree with you is that I don't think Kyrie and Dwayne Wade, with the years they didn't win, they didn't get blamed.
No.
Now, maybe that maybe that Chris Bosh, even Bosh didn't really. Nobody, LeBron, heck. They lost that first finals because of LeBron to Dallas.
No, I get
that. So he got blamed. They won the next two. And then the last year. Now, in fairness, you remember that. Wade and Bosh were breaking down. So that last finals where they got ran off the floor by San Antonio.
No, they got run off.
Those two, they still didn't get killed. But everybody could see the end was near. They were banged up. They weren't the same. But I don't think those two ever got crushed. Kevin Love got crushed, but Kevin Love didn't play well.
I just think that there's an expectation, and Anthony Davis hasn't been on this stage yet, and if he doesn't hold up his end of the bargain, it will be about him, the narrative, because
but
unless
if,
LeBron
so what's
really
not
falls
holding
off
up his end of the bargain.
Well, it depends on where they finish and what they do in the playoff. Obviously, it's
I mean,
about the
it
playoff.
Could end up looking. Remember, LeBron is in his 17th year. What if they go to the second round and Davis balls?
Well,
Davis
I mean, that
gives
would be
you his 28-12, and LeBron struggles a little bit. Then
it would be a difference. But I just still think that for right now, it's still LeBron's world, and everybody else is in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no question. It's
this
LeBron's
is this ain't Anthony
team.
Davis's team, you know.
Well, when you talk to people around the league in New Orleans and elsewhere, the majority opinion, if not consensus, I haven't talked to everybody about it, so I'm not going to say it's definitely the consensus. But the feeling is that Anthony Davis, for all his greatness as a player, does not have the personality of a number one guy. Like, he's not, you know, like, I mean, we've seen it. He's been in New Orleans 7 years putting up monster numbers, And they've got one playoff series win.
And they swept Portland, what was that, last year?
Last year.
That was, yeah.
And
that,
then this year you come back. And we can't say, oh, he didn't have any players with him, because he did at times. They were bitten by the injury bug for some of his career, but he's also had some good talent around him.
No doubt. People thought they were going to take the next step. Right. Last year was a breakthrough.
That's why I think he will fit nicely with LeBron, because Davis, there won't be that power struggle that there was between LeBron and Kyrie. There won't be that resentment towards some of the things LeBron does that there was with Kyrie. Anthony Davis, I believe, is happy to be the second guy. Now, he may be their leading scorer, but he'll be fine being that second guy. And so that's where I think that'll work. But it's going to be a pressure cooker for him. And as Iguodala's, look, when you play with LeBron, it is championship.
There were expectations.
Right.
It's just that simple. It's not like, well, let's play it out and see what happens. Oh, we got a good team. We'll play it out. Maybe we'll be in the mix at the end of the year. That's not it.
Well, like you said, for the 7 years that he's been in the NBA, Anthony Davis has had no expectations. Nobody cared. He hasn't been killed because they don't have any playoff success.
Not at all.
You know, he's still viewed,
because there were no expectations.
Right. He's still viewed as a top five player in the world.
Numbers-wise, there's no doubt about it.